The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. The Bible says that God established a testimony in Jacob, which He commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments. Why did God tell fathers to tell the stories of His workings in the past to their children? Because hearing the stories of God showing up in history helps the next generation know that God is real and that He cares about His creation, man. That knowledge helps them not be deceived into thinking that we're on our own here in this world. Knowing how God has worked in previous generations encourages us to seek Him that we might know Him and His purpose for us as an individual in the present generation. This is also why Satan does not want us to know of God's workings in the past, not in Bible history or in our nation's history. So was God at work in America's founding? Let's consider this question. Lawrence Krimlin, a professor at Houston University, searched through over 15,000 of America's founding documents to see if our origins were based in the Bible. Here was his conclusion, quote, "Above all, the American colonists were acquainted with the Bible itself. The Bible was read and recited, quoted and consulted, early committed to memory and constantly searched for meaning. The message of Protestantism was that men could find in Scripture the means to salvation, the keys to good and evil, the rules by which to live, and the standards against which to measure the conduct of prince and pastor." The first settlement in America, Jamestown, had recorded its purpose in its royal charter. It stated that they came to spread the, quote, "Christian religion to such people as yet live in darkness and miserable ignorance of the true knowledge and worship of God." Many natives in America did turn to Christ, as is shown in the picture of Pocahontas' baptism in the U.S. Capitol building. She changed her name to Rebecca because she wanted a biblical name since she had renounced her pagan ways and surrendered her life to Jesus Christ. The pilgrim's stated purpose for coming to America in 1620 was the propagation of the gospel of the kingdom of Christ in those remote parts of the world. The pilgrim's godly pastor, John Robinson, reminded them of this purpose in his farewell letter to them. He wrote, quote, "I cannot sufficiently bewail the condition of the Reformed churches, who will go at present no farther in God. Luther and Calvin were great and shining lights," he wrote, "yet they penetrated not into the whole counsel of God. I beseech you, remember it. 'Tis an article of your church covenant, that you be ready to receive whatever truth shall be made known to you from the written Word of God." So did those who established America have a biblical view of the world as well as eternity? Shouldn't you be teaching this to your children? Shouldn't schools be teaching this to children? Shouldn't television and movies be teaching this to all Americans? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Pilgrim Seminars and Children's Heritage Days, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Don Pinson. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.